Ozdag, this is Rick Deering on Carol Paslawski. P, P as in Paul, P-A-S-L-A-W-S-K-Y, Paslawski. Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Paslawski, Carol. P-A-S-L-A-W-S-K-Y. Date of birth is 3-21-2051. 3-21-51. Date of visit 9-7-22. Please make a copy for James McDonnell, M.D. M-C-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Dear Jim, thank you for sending Carol Paslawski for evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is persistent cough. And the history of pulmonary fibrosis. Next, history of present illness. This is a 71-year-old lady who has a history of persistent cough and wheezing, has a previous history of Sjogren syndrome, and was found to have evidence of interstitial lung disease. The patient, however, has not had a recent chest x-ray, and she does not bring up much sputum. The the patient also has a history of rheumatoid arthritis and is followed regularly by the rheumatologist. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of multiple surgeries, including replacement of four metacarpal joints, history of elbow replacement surgery on the right and left, and several surgeries on her feet for deformities of the joints, and also had right shoulder replacement surgery. And has osteoarthritis. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoke. I'm sorry. The patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 20 years and then quit. No alcohol use. She worked as a realtor. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next. Family history. Father died in an accident. Mother died of ovarian cancer. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue and no weight loss, no glaucoma cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary symptoms, flank pains, or dysuria, no hay fever or asthma. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and coughing spells. She has some abdominal pains and nausea. She has no rectal bleeding. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has arm pain and calf muscle pains, leg swelling, and anxiety with depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no headache, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included Humira injections every other week, levothyroxine 0.137 milligram daily, clonopin, clonazepam 0.2 milligrams HS, Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, or leg edema. She has multiple joint deformities. Oh, can you please change leg edema? But has 1+ leg edema. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse is 82, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 166, saturation 97. HE and T arms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Sclera with clear throat was injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with scattered basal crackles and occasional wheezes. Heart sense irregular, so an S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. Deformities of the feet and hands and restriction of movement of the toes and hands. Also has 2+ leg edema. Peripheral pulses are diminished. Reflexes are 1+ with nerve growth, motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Rectal exam deferred. Next paragraph, impression number one is chronic dyspnea and cough with probable interstitial lung disease. Number two is COPD. Number three is rheumatoid arthritis. Number four, hypothyroidism. And next paragraph. Plan the patient has been advised to get a CBC, CMP, RA factor, ANA, CT chest without contrast, and a complete pulmonary function study. She will use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. To come back for a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Dr. James McDonnell, MD, MCDONNELL, MD. This is Dr. D'Souza.